Welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast. This is Trey and Lee.
Glad you've joined us today as we're working on a part two of turnoffs for husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a rainy day in Lubbock, Texas. We have enjoyed some nice spring rain, a little cold, a little chilly.
Yeah,
the wind didn't blow. That makes us happy.
It's almost felt like winter again
today.
There you go.
Hey, if you're in the Lubbock area, we've started some classes at the Sunset Church of Christ. Six Pillars of Intimacy. Last week we covered the intimacy of
emotional
intimacy. And mm-hmm. tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the 10th, we'll be covering physical intimacy, which is touch, and financial intimacy. So if you're in the area, reach out to us. We're going to do this in the month of April. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're in the Panhandle area, we're coming to Tulia, Texas, May the 18th.
Yep, that'll be...
Registration's open.
That'll be nice, just down the road from us. But yeah, join us if you're anywhere in the area. We'd love to have you for either of those things we just mentioned.
There you go. So we're talking turnoffs for husbands today. We've done enough introduction. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we did turnoffs for wives. That was a very popular episode. Mm-hmm. I actually had somebody reach out this week and go, "When are you dropping the husband?" When I said, "It's coming, I trust me." And it was a wife. I thought maybe it was a husband going, "I want to send this to my wife." I don't know.
No, she's wanting to see what she can work on. So that's awesome.
That's awesome. These may be repeated a little bit. I'm going to give the same disclaimer we did last week. Just because these are on the husband list does not mean they don't belong on a wife list.
Mm-hmm.
These could fit either one, but we're specifically talking about husbands this week and their turnoffs. And so some of these you may go, "Hey, that's a turnoff for me too." The reason we give you these lists is for you to talk about them with your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why don't you kick us off? Turnoff number one. We got 12 of these.
Okay. So the first thing that men really don't like, that's a big turnoff, is when they're criticized, when they're corrected, when they're treated like a child. This is the total opposite of the respect that he desires.
Preach. Now, we're not saying that you don't tell your husband, "Honey, you got clothes in the floor, and I don't know if these are clean or not." What we are saying is be cautious about doing something that might feel like you're belittling or correcting your husband in public and in front of the kids, in front of other people. He just didn't want to be treated like one of the kids.
Yep.
And I know somebody out there is probably going, "Well, he acts like one of the kids sometimes." I'm sure he does. But one of the things he desires is he wants to be respected by you, and he wants you to be his lover and not his mother.
Yeah, that's always good. You're right, though. Constant criticism. We've preach it all the time. I mean, we can't hardly do any kind of lesson on anything without talking about what a love bank drainer criticism is.
It is. And oftentimes both husbands and wives think, "I'd like to change my spouse. I have to be critical so they'll know what's wrong." And I want to remind you that criticism is not going to make it better. Yes, you still need to speak up when there are mountains that need to be addressed, not molehills. But you're going to have to learn to catch your spouse doing well and give them praise for it. And they'll learn that way much better than they will from you being critical all the time.
Yeah.
And I know people go all the time, "Oh, so they're like a little kid or they're like a dog." whatever works,
right.
People. It is studied and researched that people learn better by praise than they do by criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that are praised will always do more than is expected of them.
That's right.
And when you're criticized, that just does, it really doesn't get the results that you're hoping for.
That is right.
So, and it also, on topic, is a turnoff.
It is. It is a turnoff.
It's a turnoff.
Nobody kind of wants to feel like they just got chewed on. Be correct. And there are times to correct. There are times, but don't treat your spouse like a child.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two is dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
This was on the ladies' list. This is on the men's list. There's not a bigger turnoff in marriage than dishonesty. When you have out and out been dishonest, and anytime you have been dishonest, the best thing you can do is just shoot straight with your spouse. Come clean. Don't try to cover it up with another lie. Don't try to make it sound better by saying, "Hey, well, I didn't want to hurt you. I didn't want you to know this because you'd worry about it." Dishonesty is just a huge turnoff. It is it is just tough on marriage. Don't do this. Openness and honesty are just where it should be in marriage.
Yeah. You know, that we're talking about the intimacy in our Wednesday night classes, and yeah, that openness, that honesty, that is the foundation of building intimacy. And when you are dishonest, there's just such a breach of trust there that kills intimacy. It's a huge turnoff.
Then you're going to be wondering why your spouse is not wanting to be honest, tell you everything because you've been dishonest, or not trusting you on everything because you've been dishonest. And so just be honest. Mm-hmm. Dishonesty is just a turnoff. Husbands, wives, anybody, don't be that.
Yes. So the next one is...
Yes.
It's a turnoff when sexual needs are met out of obligation instead of desire.
Yes.
If it's just I got to check this off my to-do list. Men, one of their greatest needs is to actually feel wanted and needed and desired. And so, you know, that's a huge turn on when you make them feel that way. But when you're just like, oh, well, I guess if it, you know, that's what I have to do.
When the lower drive spouse, and it could be either one, initiates, it makes the higher drive spouse not feel like they've begged, not that their feelings are, that their needs are not, sexual needs are not being met out of obligation. And can you imagine, let's just change this from sexual needs. Let's just change this to, let's say, affection and holding hands. Can you imagine going, hey, honey, would you, you know, we hadn't held hands in a couple of days. Will you hold my hand while we're driving? And can you imagine your spouse going, I guess if I have to, you know, right. We just held hands like 2 days ago. But if you feel like we need to hold hands again, then I guess I'll hold your hand. You'd be going, man, I don't want to hold your hand.
Right. Yeah. Big turnoff.
Yeah. Or you could do that with communication. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you want to sit down and talk to me for, I got 5 minutes. If that's all I got. And you'd be going, I don't want to talk to you if you're like this. And so no man or woman ever wants their sexual needs met out of a sense of duty.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. The huge turnoff.
Huge turnoff. So. Number four is rudeness or using a tone. And this kind of mm-hmm. goes back to our number one. We're going to have a couple of them that go back. But this kind of goes back to number one of corrected, treated like a child. But nobody wants to feel like, boy, they were really kind of rude there. Or a tone. And so we want to be very cautious about that. And so, you know, we hear it a lot from husbands. We hear it a lot from people, that, hey, sometimes my spouse can just have a tone. One of the things about a tone is sometimes people don't realize they're using one. Somebody mm-hmm. may go, hey, you know, you're using a tone. You may just be thinking, hey, that's my normal voice. Maybe you need to note when someone says you've got a tone, because you may have one and you just don't realize it. And maybe if your normal tone is just a harsh tone, maybe you need to figure out a way to communicate a little bit nicer or right. something like that. But yeah. That's just something to give some thought
cheerful.
To. A little more cheerful.
You know, your tone of voice is just as important as the words that you say. So we really need to be cautious with the tone that we're using, with our body language. If you're speaking to complete strangers in a restaurant, you know, maybe your waitress or whoever checks your groceries out, if you're speaking to them kinder than you are with your own family, then something's off. You know, you need to watch your tone.
That is true.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Social media and phone addiction. That can be a huge turnoff.
It can. And we talked about this on the ladies list, the wives list as well, but we want to talk about it here because, hey, we've got no problem with you using your phone. We got no problem with you scrolling through your phone. But when you're home and you're finally with your spouse and your kids, that is not the time to be on your phone. When you climb into bed and you and your spouse finally get a little bit of alone time, doesn't have to be a sexual time. It may just be a, hey, let's cuddle together. Let's talk together. And you're just scrolling on your phone in bed. That's not really the healthiest thing. So maybe the best thing to do is to ask your spouse, Am I on my phone too much? Or maybe to ask yourself, am I on my phone too much? When do I need to put my phone down mm-hmm. when I'm with my family if I haven't seen them all day long?
Yeah. It can just be such a time thief because you might just think, hey, I'm just going to check my notifications real quick. And the next thing you know, it's been 30 minutes and you don't realize that you've even been on your phone for that long.
I call it going down the rabbit hole. Yeah. I do that sometimes. I'll get on there to check a notification. Mm-hmm. The next thing I know, 20 minutes later, I've been scrolling through Instagram reels.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think I've said it before. You got to learn how to control the scroll.
Control the scroll, baby. That's you know, good. Why do we not need to patent that?
You might need to set a little timer. That's okay. Like if you're going to pick your phone up and check your notifications, go over to your...
Hey, you got a timer on your phone?
Go over to your timer real quick and put 5 minutes on there. See and it? Just go, okay, when this timer goes off, I'm putting the phone aside and I'm going to spend some time with my family.
Years ago, early in the Facebook days, there was a post that a man had put about his wife. He shouldn't have said it, but we just thought, ouch. He made the Facebook post of my favorite time of the night is when my wife's phone battery dies because then she gives me some attention. And I just thought, man, that is both harsh. He shouldn't have said that, but mm-hmm. it's also a guy that was just begging for some attention.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. At least, you know, agree on some time. Say, hey, I'd really like 30 minutes to do my own thing for a few minutes. If y'all can agree on that, that's great. But if your spouse is just starved for attention, then maybe you need to find a different time to be on your phone.
That's it. Let's talk about number six.
Mm-hmm. Being disrespectful is a huge turnoff for men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's right up there towards the top of the list for men is wanting to feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
And so, disrespect is a huge turnoff. If you're telling them, you know, well, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard, or...
You could say that in a much better way.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's crazy. That sounds a whole lot better than that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. You know, just something in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to add there. You're a man. Tell me about respect for a minute.
Well, all I can tell you is that I crave respect for my wife. And when she gives me respect or when I feel respected, I feel very attracted to her. I feel mm-hmm. like I want to take care of her. I want to provide for her. I want to be her knight in shining armor. When I feel disrespected or not respected or I feel like, you know, for whatever reason I don't, then... It's not that I don't want to protect her or don't want to be her knight in shining armor, but it's, you know, for men, it's like I'm really not very attracted to you today.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you can be the prettiest woman in the world or the handsomest man in the world. And if you have an ugly inside that day,
yes.
then you're not very attractive.
Exactly. And I think it really does go back to that very first point that we made about, you know, if you're just constantly being critical, if you're constantly correcting your husband, if you're treating him like a child, that is the opposite of respect. And so, yeah, be cautious of those things.
And I've known marriages like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's that way on both sides, but I can, in my head, of course, we don't name names here, but I can think of a marriage I knew years ago where the wife treated her husband no different than she treated the kids, meaning she... she kind of chewed on him when things she didn't. She was just a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She mommed him like she mommed the kids. And that marriage didn't last. I'm not saying that was the reason, but I'm just saying I didn't figure that would ever just be the healthiest marriage in the world because it was obvious to everyone. You know, you just kind of go, ooh, did she just kind of put him in his place?
Mm-hmm.
That was just not a healthy thing. And I really think it was kind of maybe a personality flaw
right.
of just maybe she'd seen that from her mom. I don't know. And I'm sure men can do the same thing. But the point is that's not a part of a healthy marriage.
Not at all.
So, number seven, you mentioned it a while ago.
Yeah.
Constant complaining or negativity.
Right. And so this is a little different than directly pointing it at your husband in the form of criticism or, you know, whatever. This is just constantly being down on everything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that is just that's just a downer. That's nobody wants to just constantly listen to somebody complain or be negative about everything.
There are times you need to vent about the kids. There are times you need to vent about your mom. Mm-hmm. Times you need to vent about work. But if that's all you ever talk about,
right,
that's going to get old really quick.
Yeah. If the weather's never pretty, or if every time you go eat out, you're finding something wrong with the service or the food, or, I mean, if there's just always something to complain about, that is a huge turnoff. And we actually did an episode, podcast episode. It's been a long time.
It was on negativity.
But we talked about negativity. We talked about how you can actually, you know, if that's something you struggle with as kind of part of your personality, which there are personality types that are sort of turned that way. My personality is that way. I'm more a glass half empty person. That's sort of where my mind goes first is the negatives, but that doesn't mean you have to say it out loud all the time. I mean, just because maybe that's where your mind goes, but then you have to train your brain to think about the positives. Because there is something positive in every situation. There absolutely is if you're looking for it. And so train your brain to see the good, because nobody wants to just be with a negative Nelly all the time.
That's true. Or a negative nanny.
Right. Whoever.
A negative Nancy or whomever.
Right.
That's right. So. Number 8, being too independent. That was also on the men's list, or on the women's list.
Did we have a typo?
Oh, well, let's do it both ways. Being too independent and being too dependent.
Okay.
No, actually, it's supposed to be independent.
Independent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Being too independent.
Yeah, that's just kind of
choose
saying,
to depend on one another.
I'm going to do my own thing. You do your own thing. We'll share a roof and,
yeah,
you know.
Don't be that. Be best friends. Be dependent upon one another. That's a good thing to do.
It is. But, and you said it earlier, men want to be your knight in shining armor. They want to feel needed.
Yeah.
And if you're constantly, you know, saying, I can do that myself, or I don't need you to go with me to do that or whatever, maybe they just want to hang out with you. Maybe they want to feel like you need them every once in a while. So,
I went with you to the junk fair. Was that what you would call that?
A junk fest.
A junk fest.
You did.
Yeah.
And I
needed to be there because I needed to carry all that stuff with me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you needed to be there so you could control my spending or something.
Frugal already. I wasn't worried about that. But I needed to be there because somebody needed to carry all that stuff.
That's right.
Which was not much, but
we had fun. It's not your favorite thing to do, but every
we
once
got to
in
spend
a while,
time together.
We did. We spent time together. We had some good food.
And I'm glad you chose me. You could have called some other lady and said, no, I ain't going with you, Mm-hmm. So thank you for inviting me. Yeah. So don't be too independent. Let's get these other ones knocked out. How about no appreciation? And I don't not appreciate your husband. I really double negative right there.
Don't not.
Yeah. When you are not appreciative.
Right.
And I've heard this from men. Men want your praise, ladies. They want you to say, you are awesome. You are my knight in shining armor. I don't care if they're mowing the grass, if they're washing your car. You need to tell them, ooh, that's the best I've ever seen it. They want to hear that.
Yes.
I had a friend of mine one time that redid so much in his wife's house. Fixed it up, painted it. I mean, he was really good with home remodels. And I will never forget when I said, this is absolutely gorgeous. Your wife has got to love this. And you know what he said? He said, I know she does. I just wish she would tell me every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, that guy probably would have just done twice as much if she'd have just given him a little bit of bragging and praise for his efforts that he was putting forth.
Yeah.
But he did. He said, I know she likes it, but I just wish she would tell me every now and then.
Woo!
Yeah. Appreciate your spouse. The spouse that feels appreciated will always do more.
You know, we all want to be seen for what we do. I mean, women do. Everybody does. But you just need to say, hey, I appreciate. Even though, you know, maybe you're expected to mow the grass. But that doesn't mean I don't need to tell you thank you for that. But, you know, even though we've said, hey, that's my job. That's what I'm going to do. Be appreciative for even the small things.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, flirting with other people.
Ooh, big.
That's a turnoff.
Big turnoff.
I don't want my wife flirting with somebody
big
else.
Big turnoff.
I do not want you flirting with anybody. I don't. The way we always put it, never flirt with someone you're not married to, and never stop flirting with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Those are the two rules of flirting. So don't flirt with other people. Mm-hmm. On social media, there's nothing harmless about it. On social media, in person, at work, you don't need a quote-unquote office husband or an office wife. You be the man that or the woman that people go, that person loves their spouse because they talk about that all the time.
Yeah. And you know, if your spouse tells you, hey, you're kind of being a little flirty there, and you're like, no, I wasn't. I was just being friendly. Or if your spouse perceived it as flirting,
listen to them.
You take that serious. Yeah. And maybe you just don't need to be so friendly.
Yeah.
All the time, especially with the opposite sex.
Yeah. And I've been guilty of that in the past because I'm a very extroverted guy who is very kind. Mm-hmm. And
touches
and
your love language.
Touches my love language. I do a lot of bragging on folks. That just comes natural. And I'm glad in my past, you've kind of pointed out in the past, be cautious about that because she could have taken that as flirting. And of course, I was like, I ain't flirting, you know, and somebody else may have seen it that way. To tell some lady, you look absolutely gorgeous today in that dress. Right. I realized I don't need to do that. That's not my place to tell her that. That is her husband's place to tell her.
Right. And well, and especially if maybe she's a single woman who's starved for that kind of affection, you know, you may just be thinking, I'm just being nice. I'm just trying to, you know, build her up or whatever. But yeah, just be cautious with your words and maybe with, you know, with who you're saying certain things to. Yeah.
You can be...
If it's an 85-year-old woman and, you know, that could be your grandma, then it's probably okay to tell her, you look so nice in that dress
so nice
today.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I love the new color of hair you got. It's not silver.
I love your purple.
It's not blue.
We're being ugly.
Yes, I'm sorry. We'll stop now.
Okay.
We got two more. Let's do these last two. Close relationships with an ex. Mm. That fits both categories.
Yeah.
You don't need to be friends with your ex. Ladies, husbands or wives, do you need to respect your ex? Absolutely. Do you need to communicate if there are kids involved? Yes. But you don't need to be your friend.
Right. As far as hanging out with them, having long conversations
texting them about things other than the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't do that. That's a turnoff.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff.
That causes some serious insecurity in your marriage.
Yep. Last one, and this is a biggie. We saved a big one to the last.
Right. Giving mixed signals is a huge turnoff.
Wives sometimes can do that. Yeah. So give us an example of what a mixed signal would be. So if I came in and said, honey, my day off is Friday. I know we didn't spend any time together, but there's a tea time open and I'd love to play golf. And you responded with,
fine, if that's what you really want to do.
Now, you said fine, but
you
said
fine.
It in such a way with your body language. I'm like,
and the tone.
And the tone. Uh-huh. And so, you know, don't give mixed signals. Just shoot straight with your spouse.
Yeah. A better way to handle that would be, oh, really? We haven't hardly seen each other at all this week, and I was hoping maybe we could spend the day together.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Or I was hoping I'd come ride in a golf cart.
Right. Yeah, sure.
But do you see the mixed signal? It's the mixed signals is going, hey, I dropped my husband like 10 tips of what I was hoping he would get me for Christmas. Stop dropping tips and tell him what it is that you're interested in. Husbands can't connect dots.
Right.
We don't do tips.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do hints.
Yeah.
So just shoot straight.
Tell them what you need. Tell them what you're thinking in a nice way with a nice tone.
That's it. So there you go. Turnoffs.
Yes.
We've done 12 turnoffs for husbands. We did 12 turnoffs for wives the other day. You can find both of them on our podcast. Best thing you can do is subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. Then you don't have to ask for the link every time we post a podcast. If you'll just subscribe, if you listen to music on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, Amazon, any place where you listen to music, if you'll just type in the little search bar, Stronger Marriage Podcast with Trey and Lee. It'll pop up. Hit the subscribe button. You will get the new episodes every time they come out.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it so you don't miss anything.
That's it. Thank you all for listening today.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, bye-bye.